from Sefer HaCharedim, to be exact, Sefer HaCharedim. ככה זה נקרא, Sefer HaCharedim. So in Ot, we're up to Ot Yutet. כתיב, אליך נשאתי את עיניי, in תהילים קוף גימל, it says, אליך נשאתי את עיניי, ברוך הבא, thank you. To you, Hashem, I lift my eyes. Elecha nasati etenai. Uchtiv, in a different place in Tehilim. Tehilim perek kafhe. It says, Elecha Hashem nafshi esa. That's the mizmor that we say by the Nefilat Apayim. Elecha Hashem nafshi esa. And uchtiv, another pasuk, it says, in Echa perek gimel, nisa levavenu el kapayim. El el bashamayim. Nisa levavenu, we lift up our hearts to Hashem with our hands. So let's see these three psukim. One pasuk says, Nasati etenai, I lift up my eyes. One pasuk, Elecha Hashem nafshi esa, I lift my nefesh, my retzonot, my desires. Uchtiv, and in Echa it says, Nisa levavenu, I lift my heart, el kapayim, with our hands. So the Baal Charedim says, "Verevach hamamon yitiyaches el akapayim." Shneimar yegi akapecha kitochel. The money that a person makes, the livelihood, is attributed to the word kapayim, to our hands, like we say, the work of our hands, the labor of our hands. Yegi akapecha kitochel. So therefore, he explains like this: Lachen ben Adam, peros kapecha el Hashem. Open up your hands to Hashem. That's what it means. Nisa levavenu el kapayim. Ve'enecha nesuot lo, while your eyes are hoping to Hashem with bitachon. Ve'nafshecha ulvavecha umamoncha al kapecha. With your nefesh, your heart, and your money in your hands. Lift them up to Hashem. Kemi shemakriv doron nemalko. Like a person who is offering a gift to the king. So I guess what he means to say, tzedakah for sure, right? Yeah, for sure, yeah. That when a person, when it says nisa levavenu el kapayim, that we bring up our hands to Hashem with our heart. Kapayim is the money that we make. So lift up your money to give tzedakah, like you said, with your heart. Nisa levavenu el kapayim, and with your nefesh, elecha Hashem nafshi esa, and all along hoping to Hashem and knowing that He's the one who gives us. Elecha nasati et enai. Enai is my eyes. So the combination of lifting our eyes, our nefesh, our heart, with our hands, is like is we are offering a gift to Hashem, our King. Okay, that's one word of Musar. The second one, Ot Kaf. He says, "Haraita ben mevish yoter, mimi sheaya aviv nosu al ketefo, veu pogea baanashim veshoel lahem haraitem et avi." He says, "Did you ever see a worse son than the one whose father is carrying him on his shoulders?" So you have a father carrying his son on his shoulders, and the son is meeting up with people, and he's saying to them, "Did you ever see my father? Do you know where my father is? I don't know, I don't see my father." Vahare haboreit barach nose olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who is carrying the entire world, and he's carrying us. Ve'ata ben adam malecha im ha'olam. Lo tidbahel bir'i yatan, ki lo yo'ilucha ve'lo yazikucha. He says, you ben adam, don't get lost with the olam, with the world. Don't lose your focus. Don't lose your equilibrium when you see things in the world, either you're scared of or you're impressed. Don't lose yourself. Ela retzon boracha hanosa'acha zochrehu. The will of the borei itbarach, who is carrying you the whole time, remember him. Lo tafrideu mimachashavtecha tamid. Don't separate him from your thoughts. Which means, I mean, what he's saying is amazing. What the Charedim is saying is that when we get lost in our world, let's say we're so busy in our work, or we're so preoccupied with what people are telling us, or what we have to tell them, what are we forgetting? We're forgetting the Borei Olam. That's like the son who's on top of the shoulder of the father, and he's saying, what do you mean, you saw my father? I have a father? What father? And he's the one all along who's carrying you, but you lost focus. You're looking only at the world, and you forgot the one who's carrying you. So that's the second word of Musar from the Charedim.